The Anchorage police have just released an account of how last week the combined efforts of an Anchorage teenager, high school personnel, police officers, and troopers successfully prevented the suicide of an interior Alaska youth hundreds of miles away. KSKA's Len Anderson has details.
Anchorage Police spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker is a veteran officer, but last week's thwarted suicide attempt was unique.
This is a new story for me, and it's really exciting to see how this whole system worked well, and the safety net was there to catch this young man.
The situation began in the realm of long-distance teenage social networking.
A Diamond High School student received a text message from a friend of hers from Facebook who had apparently been suspended from school in his interior high school for the possession of spice. This young man had told this girl through his text messages that he was going to commit suicide, and he indicated that he was in a bathroom in the school with a firearm held to his head.
Spice, also known as Space, K2, and Magna, among other names, is a synthetic cannabinoid. This week, the Anchorage Assembly passed a law banning its possession within the municipality. Parker is careful not to mention the girl's name, the boy's name, or the boy's community. However, he does identify others who came to the girl's assistance in saving the boy. The first were Diamond nurse Susan Whitted and counselor James Boyd.
They, in turn, were able to calm her down and get her in touch immediately with SRO Cindy Addington, who actually works at Diamond High School.
SRO Addington is School Resource Officer Cindy Addington. SROs are Anchorage police officers assigned to particular Anchorage schools.
SRO Addington grabbed the girl, took her to her car, which functions kind of as an office for police officers, and was able to establish communications with the town in the interior and the troopers there and the police department there, and to get them searching for this young man. First of all, they locked down the school and searched all the bathrooms, did not find him. They sent a contingent to his home, and there they found him with a pistol in his hand, penning a suicide note. So they were able to get in and rescue him from this suicide.
Parker says while it was a case of everyone working together, there's no doubt the key person to the successful ending was the Diamond High School girl.
The young lady who was with Officer Addington in the car continued to text and carry on a conversation with him via text messaging, and kept him occupied that way with Officer Addington explaining to her what she should say. So all of these folks, law enforcement in the interior, the school in the interior, our Diamond High School counselor and school nurse and the SRO, and this young lady who knew well she needed to do something about it, saved this young man's life.
SRO Addington describes the young woman as rock solid in the emergency situation. The officer, who is a mother of a teenage son, says the girl knew just how to text the young man. Equally important, she adds, the high school student was able to pick up on the genuine seriousness of the situation from the very first text message she received. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.